transitions can be hard. One moment we think we have it all figured out, and suddenly we are faced with the unexpected. Hi, I'm your host, Sarai Montoya. I believe that everyone has a special mission in this world, and through this means, I want to be a light in your path if you are ready to get inspired. Come join me on the Sarai Montoya podcast. Together, we will learn to maintain joy while navigating through seasons in life, a joy that is long-lasting and sustainable. I will be releasing episodes with topics to encourage you to continue striving to be the best version of yourself, but most importantly, the person God has called you to be. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Sarai Montoya podcast. Thank you for giving yourself some time to listen in today. Before we start, I want to give a shout out of appreciation to Sister Luz Rodriguez for writing a review on Apple Podcasts. Reviews let Apple know that you are enjoying this podcast, and that helps us expand our reach so that more people can find it. If you haven't written yours yet and would love to show your love and support, go on over to the review section of this podcast and write yours in. It would mean so much to me. In today's episode, we will talk about the value of consistency and ways we can become more consistent in certain areas of our life in order to grow, reach our goals, and do what God has called us to do. If we would go back in history and study people who were consistent, we could learn so much from them. So just for fun, I'm going to do a little trivia of some famous people you might know that were very consistent and they didn't care to try again and again, even after failing. So let's see if you know their names. Here we go. In 1978, this person was cut from his high school varsity basketball team. Yet, he became one of the greatest basketball players in history of the game. He missed more than 9,000 shots in his career, lost almost 300 games, but he did not stop. This person is... Did you say Michael Jordan? That's right, it's Michael Jordan. Next, this person was fired as a young man from his newspaper job for a lack of good ideas. But he did not stop drawing animated cartoons. Can you guess who this person is? Hopefully you said Walt Disney. Yes, that was Walt Disney. Okay, last one. This person left his long-term, comfortable job in 1889 to establish an auto company. After a year, it went bankrupt. Then he tried again and again, and he went bankrupt again. After a third time, you would think that he would stop, but the third was the charm. In 1903, he started a motor company, which later became a success with the release of the Model T and the invention of the auto assembly line. This person is, any guesses? I'm gonna give you a hint. So the automobile brand is spelled in four letters. And the first one starts with letter F. Hopefully that gives it away. So his name was Henry Ford. Hopefully you got that right. And just as a side note, if you're curious like me, the price of the first Ford T model was $825. And this is about $18,000 in today's dollar conversion. So if you were to study what these three individuals had in common, you would probably see that their mindsets were similar. All three were focused on the value of their end result. They had a vision in mind. They didn't care much about what people thought of them or if something didn't work out. And even though they failed several times, they didn't let themselves or others stop them from pursuing their dreams because they had a vision. They got up, continued their craft, and picked up where they had left. Similarly, you too can get back up if life has brought you down. As you start a new journey to change an area in your life, even if at times you don't see progress and think you aren't getting anywhere, know that there is so much power in consistency. It's all about the tiny repetitive actions that over time, they lead to great success. It's important to understand that overnight success is not real. To everyone, success is measured differently. Perhaps to some, success is having a lot of money, being famous, going viral, and to others, success is having a healthy marriage, more free time in their schedule to have some time with their loved ones. Whatever success may look for you, it's important to understand that success takes hard work. It takes effort, it takes intentionality, and it takes consistency. If you're at a point in your life where you feel like quitting, don't give up. Scripture tells us in Galatians that in due season, you will reap if you do not lose heart. You need to have accountability in your life to see growth. If you don't like what you're reaping, maybe it's time to speak up. Maybe it's time to change what you're sowing. But one thing you can be sure of is that you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Now, if you don't like the harvest, then maybe it's time to change the seed because you reap what you sow. The law of consistency says, motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. In other words, motivation can fade, but when you've built discipline, rain or shine, you're able to keep going. If you think about it, good fruit grows in the valley. It doesn't grow in the mountaintop. If perhaps you're currently going through a difficult season in life, it's important that you realize that perhaps you're in a valley and God is trying to teach you something to prepare you for your next season in life. So be sure to embrace the journey, grab a hold of God, and fall in love with the process. If you want to be more consistent in a certain area of your life, it's important to understand the value of your end result and recognize why that end result is important to you in the first place. Once you understand how important and valuable that end result is for you and how much you really want it, it will be easier to enjoy the journey. When you embrace the journey, being consistent will help you be self-accountable to your goals. Being consistent helps you stand out. It builds your credibility and trust with yourself and also with others. Others will view you as someone they can depend on and go to. Your continued efforts will develop your patience, your self-control, and give you a sense of accountability and direction that reflects in your progress. Perhaps you're like me. You like to be challenged, and your heart desires to continue learning and growing in certain areas of your life, but your current situation makes it difficult to be consistent. So today, I want to share 5 ways to be more consistent so that you can reach your goals and become a better version of yourself no matter what season of life you're in. So here we go. 5 ways to be more consistent. Number 1, don't aim for perfection. You have to understand that consistency is the accumulation of a lot of small efforts over time. There is power in consistency, but once you realize the power of consistency, there is a danger that comes with this knowledge, and that danger is falling into an all-or-none mindset. Once you realize that consistency is essential for success, it can be easy to obsess over becoming flawlessly consistent. In other words, perfect. For example, if you're trying to lose weight, it's easy to convince yourself that if you don't follow your diet perfectly, then you've failed, and that could stop you from continuing on. If you're wanting to pray every day at 5 in the morning, but one day you sleep in or your child keeps you up at night, be flexible and find another time to pray that day, but don't stop. Beware of focusing so much on never missing a day or doing it at an exact time frame or on being perfect that you stress out over it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't aim for perfection. What I mean is, if life happens, don't bog yourself down and quit. Ask for help and keep going. In other words, it's really easy to confuse being consistent with being perfect. And that is the problem, because there is no safety margin for errors, mistakes, or emergency, or the type of things that make you a normal human being. Research shows that regardless of the habit that you are working to build, missing a single day has no measurable impact on your long-term success. It can take you 21 perfect days or 200 not so perfect days, because life does happen. You have to think that daily failures are like red lights during a road trip. When you are driving your car, you'll come to a red light every now and then, but if you maintain a good average speed, you always make it to your destination despite the stops and delays along the way. It's best to see your progress over a longer timeline than one single day or an individual event. I'm the type that will probably aim for that 21 perfect days because that's my personality type, but we're all different. But recently, now as a mom with two preschoolers, life is so much different. I realized that life really does happen and so many things are out of your control. And instead of stressing out over it, there was one moment recently that both of my kids got sick and they had to miss preschool a whole week. They usually go to school from 7:30 to about 3 p.m. they're back. So it gives me that time to work. I had that week all planned out with projects and things I was going to get done. And when I realized that they were both sick, I had to pause, take a deep breath, and accept the fact that I wasn't going to get much done that week. And as a side note, my kids, they started preschool, and this is a new season for me. I'm still trying to adapt and overcome the mom guilt of not being as present with them. So yes, life happens, and that's why it's important that you don't aim for perfection, so that you can enjoy the journey and the stops that come your way. Embrace them with love, grace, and patience. I had to pause my plans for that week to be there for my kids when they weren't feeling well. I was able to cuddle them and make them their favorite albóndiga soup that they love. And they were able to feel so much better. Focusing on perfection may lead to self-disappointment because life happens, but when you're able to understand that life isn't about perfection, then you'll be able to enjoy the ride better. James Clear said in his book, The Atomic Habit, "Slipping on your habits doesn't make you a failure. It makes you normal. What separates top performers from everyone else is that they get back on track quickly." So if you notice that you consistently get interrupted and can't be consistent in certain areas or habits in your life, have a backup plan. And that leads to number two, plan for failure. If you're like me and are somewhat of a perfectionist and likes to keep things organized, Planning for failure will help you. Consistency is essential for success in any area. But if you want to maintain your sanity, reduce stress, and increase your odds of long-term success, then you need to plan for failure while trying to be consistent. When you're going through a tough situation in life, preparing your mind for the unexpected is a way to protect yourself when things don't go as planned. The number one reason why willpower fades and people fail to remain consistent with their New Year plans or habits and goals is that they don't have a plan for failure. Planning to fail doesn't mean that you expect to fail, but rather that you know what you will do, how you will react, and how you will get back on track when things don't work out. If you're focused on being perfect, then you're caught up in an all or none mindset trap. There's a question I use often to prepare my mindset for the day. You might want to write this down or come back to it later. It says, what situation might stress me out or trip me up today? And what is the way that my best self would deal with that? I'll repeat it one more time. What situation might stress me out or trip me up today? And what is the way that my best self will deal with that? I use this often because there's been times where my husband and I plan a date night or I plan to do some kind of activity. And if something goes wrong with my kids or maybe my babysitter cancels or I have a surprise visit from my family, then that takes priority. And so I have to be able to be ready in case it doesn't work out. How will I cope with it? So I prepare myself so that I don't get discouraged. Now, if you know that there are certain triggers in your life that seem to worry you or stress you out, then create a backup plan for those triggers and prepare how you will react when those things show up. If it's your child who will keep you up at night, how will you cope with that? What is your backup plan if you aren't able to sleep? Or how will you protect your joy and your inner peace when things change in your plan? What scriptures will you recite in those moments? Number three, create a routine. Although life can happen, you should still establish a foundational schedule to go by. When you create a schedule and are able to have a routine, be sure to stick to it as much as possible so that it becomes automatic over time and you don't have to be thinking about it and creating new ones every time. Having some sort of routine helps your family so that they know what to expect. And of course, if you need a non-routine day, just let your family know how they can best support you that day. If you create a routine, this will help you prioritize items that are most important to you. If you haven't listened to episode 11, Create Habits, Not Resolutions, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. In that episode, we discussed how to create new habits. I also share how I was able to develop the habit of becoming a 5 a.m. morning person to get my workout and time with God before my kids woke up. John Maxwell said, "You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. Therefore, the secret of your success is found in your daily routine." I'm going to repeat it one more time. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. Therefore, the secret of your success is found in your daily routine. This quote reminds me of my husband. My husband is a very disciplined person. He is a man of his word. When we first met, even though we lived 5 hours away from each other and would only see each other about once a month, he would call me every day consistently for I would say about 3 months until he got a yes. He got a yes, I will go out with you. One day, I'll share our love story here, but I am also so proud of him because a few years back, he was borderline with his health and the doctor was even about to prescribe medication. but he committed to make lifestyle changes. And in 3 months, he was able to lose the weight that he needed to lose and build new habits in his life. And he was able to go back to his doctor and get normal lab results. It's been 3 years since that occurred, but he had to change his eating habits by logging everything he would eat every day in order so that he could meet his goal. And as a side note, food journaling is one of the best ways to lose weight. When you log all your macronutrients, you're able to see what you are consuming. Number four, celebrate the small wins. Celebrating the small wins will help build momentum. As you notice the incremental improvements in your achievement along the way, will help you keep motivated. When you're working towards a big goal in life, like finishing your career, things that take a long time, or when you have to make financial sacrifices to save for a new home, or to start your own business, or perhaps creating a new habit, know that gratification won't always come instantly. So you have to be willing to delay gratification. Marking your daily accomplishments by having an accountability buddy or using a habit tracker are some methods to use as a way to celebrate those small wins. When you check off that habit from your notebook or your app, it feels pretty good. Perhaps at the end of the week, you can reward yourself with something from your self-care wish list. Many people stop achieving big goals because of the lack of instant gratification. We live in a society that celebrates overnight success and not the progress that it took. We don't celebrate the fact that it took someone 20 years to become successful, to achieve their career or grow their business. But we celebrate the moment they come out. And people that perhaps don't know them say, "Wow, where did they come from? This person is lucky." Don't wait until you finish your career, until you reach your final goal to celebrate, to enjoy life. Don't wait until you've reached your goals to enjoy the process. Do your best where you are and celebrate those small wins. Scripture reminds us that when you are faithful in the little things, then you will be faithful in the greater things. Therefore, faithfulness starts in your smallest actions and habits. So celebrate as needed during the small wins. Next time you see someone who is successful in a certain area in their life that you admire or are trying to improve, it's not that they are lucky. It's that they have been consistent. Here's another quote. Successful people do consistently what unsuccessful people do occasionally. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Successful people do consistently what unsuccessful people do occasionally. In other words, successful people practice daily disciplines. They implement systems in their personal growth, and they make it a habit to maintain a positive attitude no matter how boring the routine can get at times. The life that you want in your ministry, with your children, with your career, it's never the result of a few lucky decisions, but it's always the result of countless, consistent, small decisions done over time. It's the power of consistency that can shape your ministry, your career, your relationships, and your finances. Another way to be more consistent is, number five, fight your emotions. It's important to fight your emotions because being consistent can be boring and bring guilt to do other things. Just because a task gets boring, it's easy to stop. But you shouldn't stop. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. God has given you self-control. His Holy Spirit can bring peace into your heart if you feel like giving up. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So keep going. Keep studying. Keep exercising. Keep eating healthy. Acknowledge the emotions that perhaps can come, and then dismiss them. You don't have to become them. Think of the road trip idea that I mentioned earlier. Perhaps the road is not as pretty, it's not as friendly, maybe there's a lot of traffic, but when you know where you're going, the boring scenery won't stop you from continuing your drive because you have a destination to get to. Similarly, when the road in life gets tough during your journey, keep going. If you need to pause for a bit, take a break, put some gas, stretch a little bit, that's okay. But quickly, get back on track. Don't stay there. If you struggle to get back on the road, just think of the destination. Think of why you are doing it. Why are you going there? And how important that is for you. Perhaps you may not see the results in the next day, but you will notice a difference over time. So to recap, here are five ways we discussed to help you be more consistent. Number one, don't aim for perfection. Number two, plan for failure. Number three, create a routine. Number four, celebrate the small wins. Number five, fight your emotions. As we wrap up this episode, if you are thinking of being more consistent in an area of your life, choose to be consistent in your faith. When you make God a priority in your life and in your day by giving Him a slot on your schedule, you will see the fruits of your labor. As you work hard to reach your goals, remember that there will be times where you will get tired, motivation will fade, you will get discouraged, and may want to quit. But instead of quitting, take a break, get some rest. Scripture tells us in Matthew, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In this scripture, Jesus invites you to seek rest in His presence. When you take time to put everything away and pray and put your burdens on Him, you will have peace. God knew you before you were born. He made you the way you are. So you have nothing to prove to Him of what you're capable of. He knows that you are not perfect, but that you try very hard each and every day to give it your best as a team member, as a parent, as a student, as a spouse, as a leader, and as a child of God. God knows your pain, and He is always waiting for you with open arms to embrace you, to take your burdens and renew your strength. He accepts you with flaws or with no flaws. He doesn't require a perfect prayer or a perfect worship. He just wants your genuine heart. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll make history in your lifetime, like Michael Jordan, Henry Ford, or Mr. Walt Disney. But never forget who you are and what your ultimate mission on this earth is. As a Christian, you are a child of God. You come from generations of warriors like David, like Esther, like Ruth, who did not give up and were obedient to the voice of God. Esther said, "I will go to the king, and if I fail, I fail." Ruth told her mother-in-law, "Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people." She did not want to leave her mother-in-law. She prioritized faithfulness and loyalty over riches and comfort. Similarly, you too can be faithful and consistent in that which God has placed in your hand. So this week, I want to challenge you to identify an area in your life that you want to be more consistent in. Once you identify that area, ask yourself the following questions. Why is that important to me? What do I need to change in my daily routine or schedule to make it happen? What is your backup plan? How will you protect your joy and your inner peace when you aren't able to do your routine or the habit which you are trying to be consistent in? How will you get back up? To help you track your progress, I've created a habit tracker sheet for you to download and use if you'd like. I will link it in the show notes. Before you go, I want to say a prayer for you so that God can be with you as you go about your day. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us that we can find rest in you, Father. Help us live our best life for your glory. Lord, as my listener goes about their week, give them self-control. Give them the discipline to be more consistent in that area which they will be working on so that they can do what you have called them to do. Bring peace into their heart and uplift them in times of discouragement. Give them grace, strength, and courage to embrace the season that they're in. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on today's episode and giving yourself this space to join in on the Sarai Montoya podcast. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit saraimontoya.com/podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram at sarai_montoya. And before you go, make sure to subscribe so that you may receive notifications right when new episodes are released. Lastly, I do have a quick favor to ask. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, I hope you'll let me know by leaving a review in Apple Podcasts. I'd love to read your reviews. Reviews let Apple know that great listeners like yourself enjoy the show, and that helps us expand our reach. So thank you so much. I pray that this podcast truly empowers you to become a better version of yourself, but most importantly, the person God has called you to be. I look forward to talking to you next time.